Let's bow our head in prayer.
主耶稣的圣名祷告。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we pray.
主啊，你是我们在天上的父。
Lord, you are Father in heaven.
我们都是你所创造的。
We are all created by you.
我们每天也是靠你的恩典而活着。
We survive by depending on your grace and blessings.
你是给我们饮食饱足，满心喜乐。
You have given us food to satisfy us and to give us contentment.
你将永生放在我们心里。
You have given us eternity in our hearts.
主啊，你是我们的父。
Lord, you are our Father.
你对我们的爱永远不改变。
Your love to us will never change.
我们离开了你。
We have departed from you.
失去你的爱。
And we have lost your love.
失去你主般的恩典。
We have lost all the wonderful, manifold grace that you have given us.
我们在世上常常觉得孤单。
And so we live a life that is very lonely in this world.
常常觉得很软弱。
We often feel very weak.
常常觉得很悲伤，没有希望。
We feel very sad and depressed as if we have no hope in this life.
虽然我们看不见你。
And Lord, even though we cannot see you.
但是你看得见我们。
But we know that you can see us.
你知道我们的痛苦。
You understand our sorrows.
你知道我们的虚空。
You know our emptiness.
你知道我们人生的软弱。
You know the vanity of our life.
你愿意来帮助我们。
But you're willing to come help us.
求主耶稣，你带领晚上的聚会。
May Lord Jesus, please abide with us this evening.
让我们对你认识更清楚。
So that we can come to know you even more closely.
迎接你做我们人生的救主。
So that we are willing to receive you as a savior of our lives.
使我们以后的日子能够过得更美好。
So that our future life will be more bright.
愿你的名在我们生活中得到荣耀。
May your name be glorified in our life.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
我们要先请厄文教会的唱诗班来献诗。
And we will first invite the Irvine Church.
愿大家平安。
May peace be with everyone.
我们常常想一个问题。
We often consider a question.
为什么主耶稣他要从天上来到人间？
Why does Lord Jesus Christ want to come into this world?
你看我们每一个人搬家都是往不好的地方搬，往好的地方。
From heaven above, you see every one of us, we always want to move to a better place.
那好的地方搬到更好的地方。
And from a better place, go into an even better place.
主耶稣从天上降为人间，这是很大的牺牲。
We know that when Lord Jesus Christ came down from heaven above, this was a great sacrifice.
那到底为什么？
And what was his purpose for doing that?
就是他要把神的爱，丰盛的恩典带给我们。
His purpose was to bring the abundant love and grace of God onto humanity on earth.
因为原来我们跟他是父子的关系。
Because our relationship originally was the relationship of father and son.
虽然我们不认识他。
Even though we do not know him.
我们没有看见他。
We do not see him.
我们不懂得爱他。
We do not know how to love him.
但是他认识我们。
Yet he knows us.
他爱我们。
He loves us.
所以他来到人间。
And so he came into this world
要带给我们恩典。
To bring us grace.
主耶稣走过的地方，
And the places that Lord Jesus has walked through
都引起极大的改变。
Has left a place that's marked forever with change.
凡是相信他、跟随他的，都得到极大的恩典。
And anyone there in the places he had visited and received him, believed in his name, they have received exceedingly great grace.
耶稣今天还活着。
And today, Lord Jesus still lives on today.
他活在我们当中。
He lives among us.
他昨天、今天、明天永远一样。
And he never changes. He's the same yesterday, today, forever, tomorrow.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
那主耶稣在世界上行了第一个神迹。
And the very first miracle that Lord Jesus performed in this earth.
记载在约翰福音的第二章。
It is recorded in John chapter 2.
约翰福音的第二章。
John chapter 2.
我们来看约翰福音的第二章。
So let's turn to John chapter 2.
第一节。
Verse 1. On the third day there was a wedding in Cana of Galilee, and the mother of Jesus was there.
这里说在加利利有娶亲的筵席。
Here states that there is a wedding in Cana in Galilee.
然后第二节说，耶稣跟他门徒也被请去了。
In verse 2, it says Jesus and his disciples were also invited to the wedding.
哦，圣经里面说，哦，往宴乐的家去，哦，这个是大家都 喜欢的。
The Bible records that everyone would like to go to a place of merriment.
哦，因为大家都希望活得很快乐。
Because everyone hopes to enjoy a happy life.
哦，所以有快乐的场合，如果没有互相邀请，这个是非常不够朋友的。
And so if we have wonderful occasions of pomp and circumstance, everyone would like to be invited.
大家都希望被邀请来参加这个快乐的场合。
And everyone would like to be invited. They would feel bad if they are not invited.
那人生本身呢，就是一场婚宴。
Now our life can be compared to like a wedding feast.
所以人活着，连最小的小孩子也知道说，人是要追求快乐。
And so,when we live on this earth, even the smallest children know that our purpose in life is to enjoy our lives.
哦，这是共同的一个目标。
And this is a common goal for everyone.
哦，甚至有很多人把快乐不快乐来定义做我的人生，是不是很幸福。
And for some people, they use the criteria whether or not they live a happy life to determine if they live a successful and fulfilled life.
活得很快乐，我就是很幸福，我没有遗憾。
If they live a very happy life, then that means that they are fulfilled and have lived a meaningful life.
那活着不快乐，我就不幸福，我就很遗憾。
And so if they live an unhappy life, they would feel that very regretful about their lives.
似乎大家的共同目标就是要活着很快乐。
And so everyone's goal is to live a happy life.
但是我们如果看第二章，他们邀主耶稣去参加筵席。
But we see in chapter 2, when they invited Lord Jesus to go to the wedding.
但是这一场筵席有一个意外，万万想不到的意外发生了。
During this wedding, there was an accident that actually happened.
每一个人在准备婚宴都有很周详的准备。
And everyone, when they prepare for wedding, they're always very thorough in their preparation.
因为一生只结婚一次。
Because they only marry once in a lifetime.
要让这个是最快乐跟朋友一起欢乐的时刻。
They want this occasion to be the most joyful and most memorable time with all their friends and family.
所以每一个人呢，从出生开始，其实都是在预备怎么让我活得最快乐。
And therefore, everyone in this life is always preparing themselves from the moment they're born to live a joyful and meaningful life.
常常就是从教育开始。
And it starts from our education.
找到好的工作。
That we can have an aim for a better career, a better job.
很多的钱。
So we can earn a lot of money.
似乎这就是保证我们能够活得很快乐一般的想法。
Can this really guarantee that we will have a happy life?
所以我们在想要怎么活得快乐，大概大部分人的想法都一样。
And so most people think alike. They think, how can we gain a very happy life?
好，那我们现在看第二章的第三节。
And they think in this way. If we look at verse 3.
这里说酒用尽了。
It says that they have no wine.
我们可以想象一个很古老的婚宴。就是以酒为中心。
They ran out of wine. If we can imagine that in the ancient wedding, if they were to run out of wine, where they usually prepare a lot of wine.
所以酒带给人很多快乐。
If it was focused on wine, then they would be very joyful.
但是现在酒用尽了。
But now this wine, the center of their attention has ran out.
可见那个欢乐的声音好像就渐渐的减少了。
And then slowly that joyful noise starts to dim.
那这个酒从哪里来？
But then where does this wine come from?
当然有的是自己做的。
It could be self-made.
自己做的需要劳力，也需要时间。
When they produce it themselves, they need labor and they need time to age wine.
有的是买的。
And some of the wine is purchased.
买的就需要钱。
And if they purchase it, they need to use money.
那要钱就要去赚。
And if they need money, they need to earn the money first.
所以我们在世界上这个快乐很多是我们用自己的劳力想去获得的。
And so a lot of our enjoyment or things of happiness in this world was we are bought with a price with our own efforts and money and time.
那有的是用我们的钱去买来的。
And some of those are also purchased with our own money.
所以似乎每个人都很有把握，只要我努力用心去经营我的家庭，只要我有钱，我就活得很快乐。
And so many people have this assurance that they confidence that if I earn a lot of money, then I would never run out of wine. I would always have something that I can be confident and enjoy in.
因为我们在电影里面都看到好莱坞的宣传就是这样。
Because this is the message of all the movies from Hollywood, isn't it?
当你有更大的房子、更好的车子、更好的假期，你就是更快乐的人。
When you have a bigger house, you have a better car and a better career, aren't you more happy?
所以我们就有很多的方法要去买我们人生的快乐。
And so we use many of human ways to try to purchase this happiness.
但是人常常会遇见就用尽了，快乐没有了。
Yet, oftentimes, man will encounter the circumstance where they have run out of wine.
快乐没有，第一个最大可能就失去健康。
Without happiness, perhaps they have encountered a terminal illness.
失去健康有很多不同的方式。
Or they have lost their health, and there are many ways to lose their health.
失去健康，卧在床上就没有快乐。
And when they have lost their health and they're laying in bed, and they lose their happiness.
那第二个。
And secondly,
可能家人离世。
Perhaps someone died in their family.
家人离世，在快乐的场合，发现只有孤单一人。
And when someone has passed away, then they feel so lonely in their own house because they're all alone.
好像缺乏一个爱的人一起来分享，那最快乐也觉得不是很快乐。
Seems that they have lost their dearly loved one, beloved one, and now there is nothing to enjoy with someone else, and so they have become very sad.
那在美国，一半的婚姻是以分离来收场。
And in America, the statistics show that at least half of the marriages end in divorce.
那画在心里面的伤痕呢，这是没有办法医治的。
And there are so many scars in their hearts that have never been healed.
那有的是经济走下坡。
And some of the others, they face financial difficulties.
所以情况越来越不好。
And so they're condition and the family worsens.
没有这个财务的安全感，心里一直着急，也没有快乐。
They don't have security in their hearts and minds, and so they lost their joyfulness.
有的是下一代不能够符合我们上一代的理想。
And other things that people face is that they have worries over their children, how their next generation cannot meet their expectations.
虽然物质生活水准很高，但是家庭里面父母痛在心里面。
And even though they enjoy high standard of living, but the parents are living with pain in their hearts.
所以世界上我们用自己的方法来预备这个快乐，有一天常常会感觉到酒用尽了，好像我什么都有，就是没有快乐。
And so if we continue to use the worldly way to pursue for joy, then we will one day face the fact that we will run out of wine.
有时候去外面度假。
Sometimes when we try to find happiness by going on vacation,
那人很多，忽然飞机取消了。
And maybe the tickets have been overbooked, and so the flight has been canceled.
那在飞机场这么多人在那里等飞机，真的以前几天的快乐都没有了。
And so many people are stuck at the airports, and they've lost their joy from several days ago.
所以酒用尽了，这个常常是我们所常常体验到的。
And so we often experience in life times when we have run out of wine.
那在这个时候怎么办呢？
So what do we do when we face situations like this that we run out of wine?
这么多人要去买酒也买不及。
If so many people were to run out and buy wine, they cannot afford it.
所以有时候人生当我们没有喜乐的时候，到底怎么才能够过得很喜乐呢？
And so in this life, if we find times when we have run out of joy, how can we restore that joy?
很多的问题我们本身没有办法解决。
There are many problems we cannot be solved by our own selves.
即使问题能够解决，但内心最深处的那个问题也是没有办法解决。
And even though on the surface it seems that we have taken care of the problem, but what is deep in our hearts can never be repaired.
那我们现在看这个家庭为什么这个欢乐又重新开始呢？
And so let's look at this wedding feast, this miracle. How did they restore the joy of that wedding?
我们看第四节。
Let's look at verse 4.
第三节，请。
Verse 3. And when they ran out of wine, the mother of Jesus said to him, they have no wine.
这里说主耶稣的母亲也跟着去了。
It states that Lord Jesus' mother was also at the wedding feast.
那大家都发现酒用尽了。
And everyone found that they have no more wine.
我想大家都在想怎么办，怎么帮他忙，没有一个人想得出来。
And so perhaps everybody were aware of this problem and they didn't know how to solve the problem.
真的没有信主以前啊，有时候我们看到自己的孩子或者看到自己的父母啊，他有困难。父母孤单，我想尽办法怎么来帮助他快乐，好像想不出来方法。
And so a lot of times when we encounter problems in our lives with our children, with our parents that we cannot take care of, we cannot think of a solution to the problems that we face.
所以有人说家中有一个老就是有一个宝。
And so some people say it is a treasure to have someone who's elderly in our home.
那主耶稣的母亲在那里啊。
And therefore, here we see that Lord Jesus' mother was there.
那确实对这个家庭是一个宝。
And to the family here, she is indeed a treasure to them.
为什么？
Why?
因为她知道把这个问题来找主耶稣。
Because she knew to take this problem to Jesus.
说他们没有酒了。
And she brought to his attention that they have no wine.
那为什么大家想不出来把这个问题来找主耶稣？只有玛利亚知道来找主耶稣呢。
Why is it that no one took this problem to Jesus and only Mary, the mother of Jesus, did?
因为对主耶稣认识最清楚的，没有一个人会超过主耶稣，在当时。
Because at that time, no one really knows who Jesus is except Jesus himself.
因为天使对他讲，你要从圣灵怀胎。
Or Jesus' mother, because Jesus' mother was told by the angel that you will be conceiving a son through the Holy Spirit.
救主要借着你生下来。
And God would use your body to have this son conceived through spirit.
所以他还没有，主耶稣还没有出生，他最清楚，他还没有结婚就怀孕，就是借着圣灵。
And so the Mary, mother of Jesus, was most clear on the identity of Jesus because she knew that this baby was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
所以虽然在肉体生出一个婴孩这个是他的儿子。
And even though in the flesh she gave birth to a son that was her son, Jesus.
她知道这是神成为人来地上。
But she herself knew that this is no ordinary human being. It was in fact the manifestation of God in flesh.
以赛亚书说他是全能的神。
And in Isaiah it says that he is the Almighty God.
这个孩子是全能的神。
And that this child is the Almighty God.
这个孩子是永在的父。
And this child is the everlasting father.
这个孩子是和平的君。
And this child is a prince of peace.
这个孩子是奇妙的参谋。
And this child is the wonderful counselor.
所以主耶稣的母亲知道，没有答案，只有一个地方，就是来找主耶稣。
And so Lord Jesus' mother knew that she had no other way to go other than to bring this problem to Lord Jesus.
所以今天我们的家庭需要什么？
And so today, when we face situations in our family that we have needs,
如果我们要结婚以前，我们把幸福的家庭，然后你把它列下来，需要什么？
And if today we think of an ideal marriage, what is required for a happy marriage? We list it out.
很多人列房子、车子、职业、车子妻子、儿子，什么都有。
And many people will list on that criteria to have a wonderful life. They need to have a good wife, a good kids, a good house, a good car, and many of the similar criteria.
就少了一些。
But there's one thing that they miss.
少什么？
And what is that?
少主耶稣。
They have missed Lord Jesus in their lives.
那有的人虽然有主耶稣。
And some people, even though they do have Lord Jesus Christ.
请你把这个优先顺序列出来。
But they have not set him in a way of priority.
爱情第一。
They put love first.
经济的安全感第二。
Security of finances second.
最后一个是主耶稣。
And so they have listed everything else as a priority and put Lord Jesus last.
所以我们就知道，为什么这个家庭里面好像酒用尽了，没有快乐。
And that is why even in a Christian family, they'll encounter situations where they run out of wine because their priority is not set up correctly.
有的他的生活内容里面根本就没有想到主耶稣。
And in many households, they do not even leave any room for Jesus.
他觉得幸福是自己去经营的，不需要神，我也可以很幸福。
They think that happiness is something that they can manage on their own. Without God, they can achieve it on their own.
但是有的人觉得说幸福我自己可以经营，但是我做不到的时候才来请主耶稣。
And many people think that I can handle it. I can make my own heaven and earth. And so if I run into a situation where I really can't make it happen, then I'll turn to Jesus.
但是我们看这个婚宴的场合。
But when we look at this wedding,
主耶稣变成一个让后面 的婚宴呢，比前面更快的一个原因。
Lord Jesus was able to make the wedding even better than before. And what was the main thing that he did?
好，我们把我们的人生划作两段。
And that's consider a life. That's consider two phases of our lives.
就是信耶稣以前跟信耶稣以后。
A life where life before Jesus and life after Jesus.
那到底有什么不同？
And what is the greatest difference in our lives?
如果我信耶稣以后跟信耶稣以前不都一样。
If our lives after believing Jesus is exactly the same as our lives before Jesus,
这个信仰可能有一点问题。
Then that means our faith is probably weak or there's a problem with our faith.
如果我真的信耶稣。
If I truly believe in Jesus Christ,
把他当作我人生的主宰、主人，当作我的父亲。
I believe that He is our everlasting Father. He is our Lord and Master, and the focal point of our entire lives.
请他进到我的心里面，进到我的生命里面，进到我的家庭里面，来掌管我们，带领我们。
And we really invite Him into our heart, invite Him into our lives, invite Him into our family, and allow Him to be the master of our lives, and we obey His commands and follow His will.
我们的下半生一定会比前面更好。
Then our lives after Jesus comes in our lives will surely be greater and more glorious than it was before.
前面可能很好。
Perhaps we had enjoyed a good life before.
但是有了主耶稣以后会更好，前面变次好。
But after we have received Lord Jesus, He'll give us even the best instead of the second best.
那如果我们前面一段不好，
And so if our prior life before Jesus was not so good,
那后面一段一定是更好。
And we know for sure after Jesus comes in our lives will be much better.
你想想看，我们家里面有一个父亲，他是无所不能的。
And let's think about it. If we have a father at home who is almighty,
他非常爱我们。
And that He loves us dearly.
没有一个问题他不知道怎么解决。
And there's not one problem He doesn't know how to solve.
那这样一个家庭生活还有什么问题？
Then how can we run into any problems in our family?
这个是保证幸福跟喜乐。
And for this is the greatest assurance and guarantee of joy in our lives.
所以我们需要主耶稣。
And so we need Jesus in our lives.
在我们的人生里面做主。
So that He can be our master in our life.
那怎么让我们后面的下半生比前面更好？
And so how can we make our second half of life better than our first half?
就是要把我们的困难，我们的问题来找他。
It is to bring all our problems, all our trials, and all our, the things we face to the presence of Jesus. We tell everything to Jesus.
然后来等候他告诉我们怎么做。
And then we ask Lord Jesus, how shall we resolve this problem?
好，我们现在回来看第二章。
Let's look at chapter 2.
第二章第五节。
Verse 5. His mother said to the servants, whatever he says to you, do it.
他的母亲呢、就告诉他们了、他叫你做什么你就做什么。
So Mary, mother of Jesus, advised the family to do whatever the Lord Jesus commands.
信仰就是这么简单了、
And this is as simple as what faith requires.
他叫你做什么你就做什么这样就对了。
Whatever Lord Jesus instructs you to do, just do it.
因为圣经没有一句话是不好的。
Because there's not one word in the Bible that is to a detriment.
神是美善的是全备的。
God is wonderful, He's full of grace.
神是光。
He is light.
在他里面没有黑暗。
In Him there is no darkness.
所以神叫我们做什么就做什么就对了。
In Him is fullness and mercy and blessing, so whatever He commands us to do, we should do it.
这个就是信心。
Because this is faith.
所以有时候我们真的是信心不够。
And many times we lack this faith in Jesus Christ.
因为我们有我们的想法。
Because we have our own will and our own ways.
可能这样会更好。
And we think our ways are higher than His ways.
可能这样不是很好。
And we discount the will of God.
但是主耶稣的母亲呢，信心很简单，她叫你做什么你就做什么。
But Jesus' mother had a very simple faith. She said to them, "Whatever He says, just do it."
人生的最高指南就是圣经。
The greatest direction in life is stated in the Bible.
怎么教小孩就是在圣经里面。
The Bible teaches us how do we teach our children.
怎么经营婚姻就在圣经里面。
It teaches us the principles of marriage.
怎么建立家庭就在圣经里面。
It teaches us how to establish our families. It's all there.
照这样做就不会错了。
If you follow the roadmap that is given in the Bible, then you will never go wrong.
有这样的信心呢，水就会变久。
If you have this type of faith, then Water will become wine in your life.
那到底主耶稣告诉他怎么做？
And so how did Lord Jesus teach him?
第六节。
Verse 6. Now there were set there 6 water pots of stone, according to the manner of purification of the Jews, containing 20 or 30 gallons apiece. Verse 7. Jesus said to them, fill the water pots with water, and they filled them up to the brim.
第八节。
Verse 8, and he said to them, draw some out now, and take it to the master of the feast, and they took it.
这个主耶稣叫他们做的事情，如果用人的头脑来想，这个到底在做什么？
And the instructions that Lord Jesus gave, people will be puzzled by what he's doing.
有六口石缸。
There is 6 large water pots.
他说把水倒进，倒满。
Of stone, and he instructed them to pour water to the brim.
啊，倒满了，把水拿出去，就去分就好了。
And after they fill the water pots and they just bring it to the master's ceremony, then it will be done.
那我们就想，这个水倒进去又拿出来，这有什么意思？
And so when we think about this, what does it mean to us to pour water into the stone pots?
就这样顺服，凭着信心顺服去做，水就变久了。
And to draw it out, if we have a simple faith and just follow simple instructions,
那个石缸啊,
we will see wine.
就是我们每一代表每一个人。
Those water pots of stone represent every one of us.
那个水代表什么？
And what does that water represent?
水就是代表神的灵。
And water represents the Holy Spirit of God.
好，我们来看约翰福音第七章。
Let's look at John chapter 7.
约翰福音第七章。
John chapter 7.
三十七节。
Verse 37.
一直到三十九节。
To verse 39. On the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. 38. He who believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water. 39. But this he spoke concerning his spirit, whom those believing in him would receive. For the Holy Spirit was not yet given, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
人要怎么活着才会满足？
So how can we live so that we can be satisfied?
这是一个最基本的问题。
And this is the most basic question.
那大家都有经验。
And many people have this experience.
如果心里很忧伤，不会吃的一顿美餐，忧伤就没有。
If you are very sorrowful, sumptuous meal will not tame that sorrow.
忧伤的脸，骨头会枯干。
The Bible says the heart of sorrow will dry your bones.
所以心灵的忧伤会影响健康。
And so the sorrow in our heart will affect our health.
忧伤久了会变忧郁症。
And after we have sorrow for a long time, we will have depression.
那这个要怎么办呢？
So what do we do?
这里主耶稣给我们一个答案。
And here Lord Jesus gives us an answer.
可以到我这里来喝。
If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink.
那主要让我们喝什么？
And what does the Lord want us to drink?
说从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
Out of his heart will flow rivers of living water.
江河都是在外面的。
We know the living water is all outside of us.
那你去取，用完了再去取。
If you want this water, you need to go get it. And then once you run out of it, you need to go out and get some more.
因为那是物质的。
Because it is physical water.
那现在有一个要在里面，要在心里面的活水江河。
There's a different type of water that will flow from within us.
那因为是活水，所以它会一直涌出来，不会停止的。
Because it's living water, it will continue to come out. It will never run out.
那这个活水就是圣灵。
And this fountain of living water is the Holy Spirit Himself.
所以我们怎么让我们的心里真的？非常的满足，非常喜乐。
So how can we really find true satisfaction, meaning in our lives, in our hearts?
前面那个酒可能是用钱买的。
And perhaps we have enjoyed wine that we have purchased with our money and efforts.
那后面这个酒不需要钱，是用水变的。
But a second part of our life is wine that we do not buy with any money, but it will give us even more joy.
所以信耶稣，我要付多少代价？不必钱，一毛钱都不要。
And so to believe in Jesus, it is free. We don't need to give a penny for the salvation.
那不要钱，我能够满足吗？
So can we get something that's satisfying, that is totally free?
世界上你从哪里去找不要钱的能满足了？
Is there anything that you find on this earth that you can find satisfaction and you don't even need to exchange any money for it?
绝大部分的满足都是从钱买来的。
Because most of the things in this world, we have to pay money in order to get.
圣灵就是不要钱。
But Holy Spirit is free to all.
所以圣经里面这样讲。
And so the Bible states.
我们看那路加福音。
Let's look at Luke.
啊，路加福音。
The book of Luke.
十一章。
Chapter 11.
路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
第十节到十三节。
Verse 10 to 13. For everyone who asks receives, and he who seeks finds, and to him who knocks it will be opened. Verse 11. If a son asks for bread from any father among you, would he give him a stone? Or if he asks for fish, would he give him a serpent instead of a fish? 12. Or if he asks for an egg, would he offer him a scorpion? 13. If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more would your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
这个十三节哈，如中文看不是很清楚，如果英文就很清楚了。
No, it is not as clear in Chinese, but it's very clear in English.
说你们虽然不好，知道拿好东西给儿女。
If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children.
当过父母的，大家都知道，最爱的是自己的儿子。
And as parents, we know that the one that we love the most is our children.
有时候爱儿女真的爱超过父母。
And many times we love them more than ourselves.
那最爱我们的是父母。
And so the one that loves us the most is our parents.
但是十三节说，你们虽然不好，英文叫 evil， 变成邪恶的，父母的爱也变成不好了。
So verse 13 said, if we love our children so much, yet the Bible describes our love as being evil here, verse 13.
为什么？
Why?
因为天父的爱大得无法形容。
Because God's love is so exceedingly great that it's indescribable and comparable.
所以地上父母变成不好。
And so the parents on this earth, in comparison, is not as good.
那如果我们要把最好的给我们的儿女。
And so if we want to give the best to our children.
那天父也要把最好的给我们。
And our Heavenly Father wants to give us even the best that He has.
那我们给儿女最好的是什么？
And so what is the best gift we give our children?
很多父母都知道，这个叫做教育。
And we think that it is education.
教育就是给他最好的。
We think giving him education is the best gift we can give them.
再来就是健康。
And then, secondly, is health.
再来就是温暖的家庭。
Third is a warm and comfortable family.
这个大概是父母能够给孩子最好的。
And this is what our parents we think is the best three things to give to our children out of love.
那天父要给我们最好的是什么？
But what is it that is the best gift that our Heavenly Father wants to give us?
十三节，何况天父岂不将圣灵给求他的人吗？
13 says, will your Heavenly Father not give the Holy Spirit to those who ask him?
所以天父给我们最好的就是圣灵。
And so our Heavenly Father wants to give us the best, and that's the Holy Spirit.
圣灵是什么？
And what is the Holy Spirit?
圣灵就是神的灵。
Holy Spirit is the Spirit of God himself.
因为神就是灵。
Because God is Spirit.
那圣灵就是神本身啊。
And Holy Spirit is God himself.
那什么叫做把圣灵给我们？
So what does it mean for the Heavenly Father to give us Holy Spirit?
就是当我们用渴慕的心向神祈求。
When we use a very contrite and thirsty heart to pray to God and plead Him.
要用他的灵充满在我们内心里面。
And we humbly ask Him for it. And Lord God says He will give us His Holy Spirit to fill in our hearts.
那这好像在婚宴里那个石缸充满着水一样。
It is as if our where water pots of stone filled with water to the brim.
那这个神的灵充满，从那个里面再涌出那一种全源，就是喜乐跟平安。
And when the Holy Spirit fills our entire heart, and what comes out is that fountain of joy.
这个就是改变我们人生下半场的一个重要的因素。
And this is the most important factor to transform our second stage of life.
就是有活水神的灵从我们的生命里内心的最深处涌出来。
It is the fountain of living water that continues to come out of our heart ceaselessly forever.
我们现在回来看约翰福音。
Let's turn back to John chapter 2.
约翰福音的第二章。
John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。
John chapter 2.
第十节。
Verse 10. And he said to him, every man at the beginning sets out the good wine, and when the guests have well drunk, then the inferior. You have kept the good wine until now.
所以很多人他后来他就真正的体验到，他就说，后来的比前面好。
And so many who have tasted this new wine have this opinion that the wine they have just drank later on is better than the first wine.
前面的是自己准备的。
The wine in the beginning was self-prepared.
后面的是主耶稣准备的。
The latter wine was prepared by Jesus.
后面比前面好。
What is given by Jesus is the best.
这个圣灵浇灌下来，其中有一个很重要，就是把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
And one of the greatest factors in the mystery of the Holy Spirit is to pour out the divine love of God into our hearts.
我们看罗马书第五章第五节。
Let's look at Romans chapter 5, verse 5.
罗马书第五章第五节。
Romans 5, 5.
请读。
Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us.
这里说圣灵将所赐的爱浇，将神的爱浇灌在我们心里面。
The Holy Spirit pours out the love of God into our hearts.
所以当我们被圣灵充满的时候，神的爱充满在我们里面。
And so when we're filled with the Holy Spirit, the love of God is filled within us.
那前面在讲就在讲患难
And before these verses speaks of tribulation.
患难生忍耐，忍耐生老练，老练生盼望。
It says that tribulations give perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope.
这个中文老练很难了解，看英文 character 就是个性。
And so he says the character is something that we have through a tribulation.
有时候神让我们遇到困难，就是要让我们个性能够提升。
And so God gives us tribulations in our lives so that we can form a godly character.
然后我们在这个困难当中是有盼望的。
And during the time of tribulation, we have hope.
不是困难就进到人生的绝境。
And this tribulation does not bring us to our knees.
好像我们开车开到一个巷子里面，有一个 dead end， 没路可走。
As if we're driving car into a lane that has no other road into a dead end.
在信仰里面没有绝路。
In the life of faith, there is no dead ends.
在旷野都可以开江河了。
If we can find water out of the wilderness and desert,
石头都可以流水。
And the water can come out of stones.
天可以降玛拿。
And heaven can give manna.
人生还有绝路吗？
Is there any dead ends in our life when we have God?
但是在患难中，那个盼望从哪里来？
But during tribulation, where does our hope come from?
圣灵把神的爱浇灌在我们心里。
Here states the love of God is poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit.
所以有时候好像患难还没有过去，困难还没有过去，但是我们就觉得神很爱我。
And so it says, sometimes we may feel that tribulation has not passed us yet, yet we feel greatly loved by God.
那如果神很爱我，他一定会把人生带出一条路来。
And if God loves us so exceedingly great, He will surely find a way for us to walk.
我的父母很爱我，他不一定可以把我带出一条路来。
And our parents may love us very much, but they may not be able to open a way for us.
因为他是人。
Because he is merely human.
如果神很爱我，他就可以把我带一条路来。
But God loves us so much, he will surely open a way for us to walk.
因为他是神。
Because he is God.
差就差在这里。
And this is the greatest difference.
所以当我们被圣灵充满。
And therefore, when we are filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们就觉得真的很幸福。
We truly feel very blessed.
很满足。
We feel so content.
很感动。
So satisfied and so touched.
生命很丰盛。
And our lives are so filled with abundance of His grace.
爱跟恩典是连在一起。
And love and grace is intimately connected.
哪一个父母不爱儿女不会把最好的给他呢？
Would not any parents want to give the best to their children because they love them so much?
所以神的爱充满在我们身上，神的恩典就跟着来。
And so when God's love fill our hearts to overflowing, then surely the grace of God will follow.
所以这个池缸充满的水，整个人生下半场全部改变。
And so when a stone pot is filled with water, then the entire life will be transformed.
这就是生活的秘诀。
And this is the secret of a joyful life.
幸福的来源从哪里？
And this is a source of all joy and satisfaction.
不是自己预备的酒。
It is not through our own self-made wine.
是邀请主耶稣进到我们的生命里面。
It is to invite Lord Jesus into our hearts.
进到我们的家庭来。
Into our lives, in our families, in our home.
让他来带领我们。
And so that he can lead us.
我们的人生就是丰满了。
And then our lives will be filled to overflowing.
甜美的。
And it'll be sweet.
幸福的。
It'll be blessed.
唱词。
Sing him.
478首。
478。Please be seated.
主耶稣在世活的时候，改变很多人的生命。
When Lord Jesus was on this earth, he transformed many people's lives.
今天主耶稣还活着。
And today, Lord Jesus lives.
我们怎么能够体会到主耶稣还活着呢？
And how can we be assured that Lord Jesus truly lives?
领受圣灵就是最直接最有力量的方法。
And receiving a Holy Spirit is the most sure and conviction, convicted way that we can be sure.
当我们祷告，圣灵浇灌在我们
身上。 When we pray, the Holy Spirit descends upon us, poured out into us.
神住在我们里面。
And that is the Holy Spirit, God living in us.
就是神与我们同在。
And that is God living with us.
那活生生的神就住在我里面。
And a true living God is truly in our hearts today.
那照这首赞美诗。
And according to this hymn,
我们就可以面对明天了。
Then we can face tomorrow.
为什么？因为耶稣活着。
Why? Because Lord Jesus lives.
我们就没有害怕，没有忧愁。
We have no fear, we have no sorrow.
这个就是平安。
And this is called peace.
圣灵充满，我们就有满足。
When Holy Spirit fills our hearts, we will be satisfied.
这个就是喜乐。
And this will be joy for us.
圣灵充满，他会把我们的忧伤、苦痛全部都拿走。
When the Holy Spirit fills our hearts, He will erase our sorrows and take away our fears.
所以圣灵又叫做安慰者。
And that is why the Holy Spirit is called a comforter.
所以这是太宝贵的。
And this is truly far precious.
所以我们在真耶稣教会，我们有圣灵的浇灌。
And so in True Jesus Church, we have the pouring of the Holy Spirit.
跟2000年前的使徒教会所体验的是一样的。
The same anointment that has been received by the Apostolic Church 2000 years ago.
所以如果你想要体会到圣经里面讲那个活水。
And so if you want to truly experience that living water today as spoken in the Bible.
这个教会就是基督的身体。
And this church, you can experience it because it is the body of Christ.
就是神所充满的。
It is the one God fills this church.
也就是圣灵所充满的。
And is filled with the Holy Spirit of Him who fills all in all.
我们在这个地方祷告就可以体验到圣灵。
And therefore, when we pray here, we will truly experience it ourselves.
这是神给我们最宝贵的恩典。
And this is the greatest promise and blessing He has given us today.
这是改变我们下半生的活水。
It is the living water that will transform our lives, for rest for our lives.
所以如果你希望来体验圣灵，
And so if you like to enjoy the Holy Spirit in your life,
要接受按手祷告，
and you want to receive the laying of hands,
欢迎你到前面来。
We welcome you to come forward.
我们祷告跪下来代表对神的尊敬。
When we pray, we kneel down to show our honor and respect to God.
但是如果你不方便跪着，坐着也没关系。
But if you cannot kneel, you can also sit in the first row.
那如果你要比如说按手没有帮我跪啊，就坐在第一排。
If you cannot like to have laying of hands, you cannot kneel. Just sit in the first row.
那眼睛合起来，帮助我们专心。
And when we close our eyes, it is to help us to concentrate.
因为神是一个灵。
Because God is a spirit.
我们拜神呢，不需要口才。
And when we worship God, we don't need eloquence in our speech.
也不需要外在的条件。
We don't need any external factors or criteria.
所需要是一颗诚心。
All we need is a heart of truth and sincerity.
真正的对神的敬畏跟渴慕。
And a true and simple heart that is fearing the Lord and with a simple faith to trust in Him.
所以眼睛合起来帮助我们专心。
So we close our eyes to help us to concentrate and have a heart of sincerity.
第一句话，奉主耶稣圣名祷告。
The first word we say is, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ we pray.
这样一次，念一次。
And we say it one time.
祷告就会很有功效。
And then we will experience great power in His prayer.
耶稣这个名是人类历史里面最有能力的一个名。
Because the name of Lord Jesus is the most powerful name in all history on earth.
这个名的力量达到灵界、物质界一切。
The name of Jesus exceeds all earthly boundaries and extends into the spiritual realm.
那接下去我们感谢神，念哈利路亚，赞美主耶稣。
Followed by thanking God by saying Hallelujah over and over again.
就这样祷告，我们就可以体验圣灵。
And with this very simple prayer, we can experience the Holy Spirit this very night.
所以欢迎你跟我们一起祷告。
And so we welcome you to join us in prayer.
那我们一起来祈祷。
And let's all come forward to pray.